Welcome to this week's edition of the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders. With snow-canceled games on last Tuesday, many of our teams only played one or two of their scheduled games. However, one of our teams, the Clay County Bulldogs, played both scheduled games last week. Head coach Rob Edwards opens up about his team's defense here early in the season.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can never be too good at defense. You know, we've never beaten anybody 100-0, so we always try to work on defense every day, and we try to get better individually and also team-wise.
So one thing that I know Jake in particular emphasized when talking about defense is that he believes the team just needs to be more physical on defense.
Well, he has to be the tone setter. Obviously, he's our biggest, strongest guy, and he's a senior and a three-year starter. So he's the guy that all these other guys look to kind of set the example and lead by example.
So talking on Jake, you know, obviously last week he scored his 1,000th point. Just talk about his journey from when he first got to Clay County and just to now being the senior leader for you. What's that been like for you?
For me, it's been a pleasure to coach him. He's a great kid. He's a really good basketball player, really good all around athlete, a good student in the classroom. He's just one of those kids that you enjoy having the opportunity to coach.
So the next player I want to talk about is Grant, and it's because every time I feel like I've talked to him, it almost feels like he doesn't know how talented of a player he really is.
He's a pretty humble kid. He has potential to be one of the better players in the area here in the next over the next 2-3 seasons. So he's the skills are there. Well, like I said, he's just a humble kid.
What does he bring offensively?
Just his ability to score from anywhere. I mean, we play him any spot from the one through the five, and he can score from anywhere on the floor.
What's the key right now to just getting better there and to becoming a more well-rounded team on the offensive end?
Well, we just have to become more consistent. Sharing the ball working together, just like any young team at this point in the season, we still struggle with that at times. We'll go two or three possessions where we'll take a quick shot. We don't work the ball, don't reverse the ball every possession down. So we just have to learn to be more patient and work together a little better at times.
From Salina, we travel east to visit with York girls basketball coach Michael Green and his thoughts on their early season schedule so far.
Yeah, we played Stone and Cookeville, both AAA schools, real solid programs. And then, of course, our district, we've played DeKalb and played Upperman Friday night, and those are two, real solid programs as well.
And, Coach, looking at your game last week with Upperman, you guys really started off strong, had a great first half, and were actually up on the Bees there in Baxter.
Yeah, we were up 4 to half, and been a recurring theme here lately. We had a bad third quarter offensively. I mean, we got shots up. We just, for whatever reason, we're going cold in the third quarter. And I think we had only scored 4 points. We scored 21 and 17 the first two quarters and then scored 4 the third. So that kind of set us back. Then we only had 8 in the fourth. And, I told the girls, the teams are not changing what they're doing defensively. We're just kind of getting away from what we've done in the first half to be successful. And, we've got to do a better job of doing what we did in the first half and, trying to stick with that through 4 quarters.
What are you doing to, get those good looks and some of those shots up? And
well, we're being pressed a lot and trapped a lot. And, the first half, we're doing a good job of being where we're supposed to be. Spacing wise and doing a good job cutting and seeing the cutters. And then the second half, I don't know, I think maybe we may get a little wind in the second half. We're playing some younger girls a lot of minutes. I don't know if that may be part of it, but we're not doing as good a job spacing wise and seeing the floor like we did in the first half.
And is that something that you're just looking to build on as a season? Like you said, you're playing some younger girls, some girls who may not have played a lot in the past.
Yeah, it definitely takes a lot, you know. And like I said, we're you know, here these last couple of games, we've started two freshmen and a sophomore, and you know, they've not of course our upperclassmen, they didn't play much last year either. So we're still trying to, you know, we're nowhere where we need to be. We're still trying to figure out you know, how to play with each other, and we've done a decent job, but you know, we're still learning and growing. And hopefully, you know, like you said, after Christmas break, we should have everybody figured out a little bit better.
And, Coach, what other positives are you able to take away?
Yeah, I mean, they're, you know, Upperman's definitely, you know, at the top of the district and, you know, one of the top state teams year in, year out, like you said. But now they're young, too. They're going to be, you know, they're always solid. And we're trying to get, you know, we're trying to get where we're solid every year. And, you know, people are looking at us like, hey, you know, they're going to be good no matter what. And we're trying to get there, and we're young. And you know, hopefully by tournament time, we can surprise a few people.
And, Coach, against Upperman, Ellie LaFue had 18 points. How did she play the other night?
She did some things well. You know, played some good defense. She hit some shots for us there early and then hit some late. But, you know, we only had 12 points for the whole half. So she kind of struggled with the rest of us in the third and fourth quarter. We kind of had our lull there. So I've got to do a better job of figuring out, you know, how to get us out of that. And, you know, but she started off the third, I think, with one or two quick scores. And that may have been all the points we had in the third quarter.
Coach, outside of Ellie, who else is playing good for you right now?
Well, the other freshman, Gabby Beatty, she had 12. She's, you know, she's improving every game. She's started hitting her outside shots that I'd kind of hoped for. We'd kind of planned on her getting some more up here the last couple of weeks, and she started shooting from the outside a little bit more. Of course, Haley Johnson, you know, she's our point guard. She's going to see every team's best defense, you know, best defender, and you know the crouch girl, the little point guard at Upperman did a real good job on her the Upperman game. So she's going to have to, I guess, be ready to take on everybody's best defender and be able to run her offense and, you know, try to still get her shots up as well.
In segment two of the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders, we talk with the boys' coaches from Livingston Academy and Stone Memorial. Thank you for joining us on the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders. Our first stop's in Overton County with Livingston Academy boys basketball coach Jimmy Miller and how he feels the season started.
I feel we've done well. I feel, you know, our season's still going pretty good. Our start's pretty good considering how late we got a lot of our guys out of football. I think we failed to finish a couple games, two or three games that have been really close. It would, as far as record goes, it would really change how we're sitting right now. But those have been good learning moments, I think, for this young team. And then when we say young, you know, we're returning two guys that had substantial time at all on the floor. So we got a lot of guys and a lot of kids getting put in situations. It's been their first time being there. So I still think if we had closed out about three games that were down to the wire, that it really would have helped confidence-wise. But we've also understanding what we did or didn't do to cause that.
Coach, you talked about getting football guys back. I'm just wondering, how long do you really expect it takes to get your football players back into basketball shape?
I think over the years I've noticed it just depends on the kid and on the team. Every kid and every player, each year it seems like it's different. Sometimes they jump in and they're going pretty good, and other times it just takes a lot longer than you would expect for them to get their legs and their timing under them. It's just a different kind of game. Like you say, it's quicker and it's nonstop. The rest isn't there. You know, you can make 10 things happen, you know, good and bad, and in a matter of time, it takes one playing football. So it's just a timing thing. And I think over the games, especially having if you got more veteran players, they seem to do it quicker. But the young guys, it seems to take them a little bit longer.
You know, getting close here to the Christmas break, and, you know, you'll really ramp up into district play. Are you hoping to see these guys kind of take that step?
We definitely are, and I think if we can do that, if we can be on top of a couple of those that we, you know, have to fight and scratch to win, I think it brings you back and gets you ready for league play with a lot more confidence than you left, you know, before the semester end. I think we're right there. I think we just have a couple roles that need to be filled. Some guys are getting a little more comfortable in what we're asking them to do, things that they've not done before. So I think that, like you said, I think there's a a recipe for that. You just, you don't always figure it out sometimes as early as you'd like.
I have a question. I heard another coach say this earlier in the week, that they kind of use the Christmas tournaments and New Year's tournaments to do some different things, to kind of tinker around with some stuff.
I think that's fortunate if they can do that and still be able to try to get a win. We're actually just trying to focus on, our, like we said, getting some momentum and trying to be able to get a win. I think if we do tweak some things, it's personnel things. You know, we're still young into the season, so still some guys. If anything, we go a little deeper on our bench this time of year. So this is really, if some guys are really want some substantial minutes, this is when they need to step up.
Both Stowe Memorial boys and girls team have not played since December 7th because of the snow last Tuesday. Let's see what boys head coach Neil Capps and the Stowe Memorial boys have worked on over this 10-day layoff.
Well, you know, coming out of our last game at Science Hill, they revealed a lot of things to us. And, you know, you got to be able to execute under pressure. You got to be able to defend. You got to be able to rebound under pressure against bigger people. And it boils down to doing the little things. And it has to be muscle memory. You can't have to think about rebounding. It's just something your body has to naturally do. Just like being ready to shoot properly. You have to practice it so much. You just have to, your body has to be, do it without thinking. It's muscle memory. So we had a lot of time to work on a lot of stuff and get prepared and hopefully be ready to go today. I don't know, after 10 days, 10 days of rest and several practices, you know, we should be chomping at the bit to be finally going against somebody other than ourselves. So we got a lot of work in. We got a lot of, you know, cleaned up a lot of things I felt we need to clean up. And now we're ready to go and see what we can do.
Coach Capps, with that 10-day layoff, you know, it would be fair to assume there may be a little sluggishness or a little rust, not from not being ready to play, but just not from playing someone else in 10 days.
Well, you're gonna have to battle through it because it is a real thing. I don't like long breaks during Christmas, or around the holidays, or any time like we've experienced here. That's just the way the schedule fell. We were supposed to play CCHS last Tuesday, and then we were off, didn't have a game scheduled for that Friday. Well, that. It just happens, and I'm, you know, I've been thinking on that. We're going to have to battle through that sluggishness, and just because we've been going up and down, we've been going hard in practice, but it's just different mentally and physically. It's different when you play against a different people you don't know, and we're just going to go out and play hard. We're going to try to get up and down. We're going to try to push the ball in transition, try to get some easy looks early, try to play physical, attack the rim, you know. You know, after not shooting, you know, we take game shots. We try to take game shots every day in practice, but it's hard to simulate game shots other than in games. And, we need to get some really nice looks early at the rim. And hopefully that will, open up the perimeter for us. If we can get in, you know, if we can get to the lane, and create, you know, draw the defense and create some, nice looks from the perimeter. We got to be able to knock those down. And, so it's, you know, they're Franklin County. We play, you know, we beat them 2 weeks ago, and here we are playing them again, a little over 14 days later. And, they're going to be ready. They won their last game. They're playing better. They're competing better, and they're going to be ready to get back at us after, you know, beating them, at our place. So we've got a task on our hand, and nobody's going to feel sorry for us. We got to just go and play. We got to go play hard, play physical, play smart, play together.
We hope you'll join us for segment 3 of the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders as we check in with Josh Hurd and the Cookeville Cavaliers. Our only stop in segment 3 of the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders puts us in Cookeville with boys head coach Josh Hurd. Hurd's Cavs are 4-5 on the season and have plenty of room for improvement.
It's tough right now. You know, we're struggling right now on the defensive side of the ball. You know, we just can't find ourselves, you know, and it's tough. You know, we can shoot the ball well, but that kind of contradicts itself when you don't play defense as hard on the other end. So, me personally, and along with the coaches and probably along with the team, we're not happy at all with our effort on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, we we're just not able to get stops. We're not playing with focus and intensity as we should be on the defensive side of the ball.
You've hit on a couple words of effort and intensity, and a lot of times you can make up for mistakes by just playing hard, and I believe you have your guys playing hard.
Well, we just have to be a lot more focused on the defensive side of it, you know, and then when you make one mistake, we turn around and make another one because we don't sprint or run off of that first mistake. And that's just killer. And in this district and in this level of play nowadays, you know, you can't win with subpar efforts on defense. And that's just the way I feel. You know, that's what I see out there. And that's what I see on this film when I'm watching it. You know, it's just the effort is just not there on the defensive side of the ball right now.
Coach, take your record out of it. Where do you stand kind of in the implementation of your culture and getting things done the way that Coach Hurd wants them done?
Yeah, I mean, and to be honest with you, you know, I tell the guys this all the time, and we're in the game. You know, I don't care what the score is. You know, I don't care if we're winning or if we're losing. We still need to play the same exact way every single time. And you know, we have made strides to get to a point where, you know, I can see, you know, the direction of and how we need to be. But you know, but once we take one step back, we always take two steps backwards. You know, so it's tough, you know, but I know the boys are wanting to get better. You know, I know they know where I want them to be. And, you know, I think it's just going to take, you know, just a little bit more time. And, you know, we have two Christmas tournaments coming up. And, you know, we have time to bond and be together. And, you know, that's one of the great things about taking a Christmas tournament and you just leave Cookeville and, you know, we go to Destin and the boys stay together and they're together all day long, you know, and this trip is not about the wins and losses, you know, all, but it's also about just being able to bond with one another. And, you know, hopefully this will push us into, you know, fighting for one another a little bit harder than we've been doing.
Coach, you talk about time. You have exactly a month before you play your first district game.
Yeah, and we do. And we, you know, we've talked about that too as well, you know, that we still have time. But, you know, time flies. Everyone knows that. And if you sit back and just wait and wait and wait, you know, before you know it, you know, tomorrow is the first district game. You know, that's how it's going to be. So, but like I said, I do see some strides. I do see some focus and some leadership from some players that, you know, that I know the team is going to listen to. And, you know, there was one incident last night. You know, last night was a wild game. And, you know, it was the first I've heard of, you know, some of the technicals that were called, first time I've ever heard it, you know, that the referee giving them out. But nevertheless, you know, there was a point in time where, you know, the calls weren't going our way, and then we get the two technical fouls, and then, we huddle up, and all of a sudden I hear one of my seniors say, you know, hey, keep playing, don't get caught up with the refs, just keep playing, keep pushing, you know, see, stuff like that. You know, we can build on that, and that was one thing I spoke of, you know, in the locker room after the game, and to be honest with you, that was the only thing I talked about that was we could build on from that game last night. And, you know, so, you know, we're constantly looking, you know, we're constantly trying to, you know, find ourselves. And so hopefully, you know, within this month's time that, you know, we can just regain that focus and determination on defense because, you know, to put it plainly, that is our only issue. That is our only issue. You know, once we get that determination and focus down, I mean, we're going to be a really, really tough team to beat. But you know, this one hurdle, we keep clicking our toes on it right now. So we just got to clear it.
Coach, speaking of the offensive end, you know, Bailey Gillum consistently leads you guys night in and night out in scoring. What's Bailey doing well right now on the offensive side of the ball?
Well, you know, it's not just him, but it's also our teammates, you know, his teammates, you know, they're setting good screens for him and, you know, he's moving and in the places where he needs to be moving to. And the teammates are finding them. So, you know, that's one key thing, you know, that they're doing. And also he's making those shots. You know, if we look at it, the game, you know, we have a lot of guys who have open shots, but just, you know, some of them don't go in. But for Bailey, you know, he's you know, consistently hitting some of those, most of those open shots, you know, and so that's one reason why he's leading us right now in offense. But, you know, I'll be the first to tell you, and I'm sure hopefully he'll be the first to tell you too, you know, him leading us in offense means nothing when we're giving up the same amount of points on the other end, you know. So, you know, if I had to pick between him scoring 25 our game and we're still giving up too many points on the other end, or he's going to score 10 and then we don't give up any, I'm going to pick the 10. You know, that's just where it needs to be, you know, and that's the mindset that I'm trying to push towards those guys, that, you know, it's not all about the offensive end, you know, and that's just where we're at right now. We have so much effort that we place on ourselves to try to score because we want to score, but then we go back on the other end, it's not the same. So that's a recipe of a bad team.
In segment four of the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders, brings us trips to Warren and DeKalb counties. Segment four's first stop of the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders, puts us in Warren County with first-year head coach Anthony Lippe, who's in complete rebuild mode with his girls' basketball team.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of what you get when you're you know, young and have inexperience, but you know, we're trying to put together some consistent games and quarters. We just take it quarter by quarter. You know, against Pickett County, I was proud of how we played. You know, it was the most points we'd scored since summer league ball. You know, so we're trying to put it together. There's, you know, a few girls that we've got that's hurt, but we're getting a lot of our freshmen. You know, we're playing four freshmen. We have three or four sophomores that are getting a lot of time. You know, we only have one senior that's starting. We have another one that comes off the bench, and then our third senior is hurt right now. We're trying to get her back. But yeah, they're getting much needed experience, and so at times we look like we can compete, and at other times we show our youth.
When you have to play a bunch of young players like you're having to play in the varsity minutes early, you're going to have a lot of inconsistencies. Some nights they'll look like they can play with anybody, and some nights they look like they can't play with anybody.
Yeah, you know, our turnovers kind of show that as well. I mean, we're averaging about 21 turnovers, and we haven't been shooting the ball well as of late. You know, I don't think we've been over 32% from the field. I think that's our average, actually. But the other night against Pickett County, we come out and score 21 points in the first quarter. We're up by three, but yet we only score four in the second quarter. We got in some foul trouble, and we go into halftime down 10, you know. And we wanted to come out and play against Cannon County. But, again, they're a senior-led team. And like I said last night, I played four freshmen at one time. So I think it's a process. It's going to help us build for the future, but it doesn't make it easy now. But again, I'm pretty happy with how our freshmen are progressing, and we hope to build off of that.
Coach, you talk about not being happy now. You're 0-10 on the season, but you do have, like you've hit on a couple times, a lot of building blocks where it's not just gloom and doom.
Absolutely. No, we said at the very beginning of the season, you know, we were not going to let the scoreboard dictate how we play and what our effort is. And we've held to that. Our goals are positive. We've got some building blocks. It's just that, you know, they're extremely young right now. And I knew getting into this job that's the way that it would be. And you just hope that, you know, fans and the community will just hang tight and see the glimpses of progress and just continue to push forward. And, you know, I've talked to a lot of coaches and a lot of people in the community, and a lot of them keep saying the same thing. It goes back to the phrase of just keep rowing the boat, you know, and that's what we've got to do, is just try to get better each and every day. And like I said, it doesn't reflect on the win column because our schedule doesn't do us any favors at all. We're playing some of the top teams in Middle Tennessee night after night. But I am happy with the progress that we're making as a team and as individual players right now.
The DeKalb County girls are off to a slow start this season due to injuries. Coach Fish hopes that's all about to change.
You know, the first couple of weeks have been kind of tough for us, you know, as far as like having our main players on the court. You know, we've had to battle with injury, you know, three or four of our kids out of our top eight or nine been hurt on and off. But the last couple games, I felt really good. We've been able to get those kids healthy, and now we're starting to gain some continuity. And, you know, just looking forward to seeing what we do the next couple weeks.
So speaking of players that have performed really well, we talked about Maya on Saturday, obviously. How important is her leadership and her performance on the court for your team?
I think she's a difference maker, you know, for us. I mean, she's been a starter for 4 years. I mean, she's a lockdown defender and, you know, really handles the ball. And getting her to take ownership and more leadership of what's going on the floor is kind of the transition for this year. And she's doing a good job of that for us right now.
So you mentioned that she's obviously playing a bulk of the minutes, if not all of them, every game because of the lack of depth.
Yeah.
How has she handled that so far?
Well, you know, Maya, she's a cross-country runner, too, and she's been, you know, she's qualified for a state meet a couple different times. So she's used to putting in that work. You know, physically, I don't think it really bothers her. You know, sometimes I wish I could just take her off to give her a mental break because I believe that, you know, that, you know, you get down the stretch there at the end, you know, you want them to be pretty sharp mentally. And, you know, I think sometimes that's maybe where it takes a toll.
So looking at this team on offense right now, what do you think needs to improve?
You know, just try to be a little bit more confident in yourself and your abilities of what you can do and how you can help. You know, we missed a couple of, you know, rim runners there at Cookman at the end. You know, we had a couple of kids that, you know, maybe didn't play the game that they thought they could. You know, just overall more consistency from everyone. You know, we try not to lean too much on our three big scorers, which, you know, is Katie Farrell and Maya Rush and Amy Caldwell. We got to get some more points out of, you know, some of those other people that are in the game. So just overall consistency from player to player. That way we know how many points and what we can count on each and every night.
That leads actually perfectly into my next question. I was going to ask, how important are the post players in your offense?
Very important. They do a bunch of different things for us. You know, Kenzie France has been pretty good for us this year. And, you know, Megan Walker has been, you know, very good this year for us. Neither one of those guys played their best game at Cookeville, but they've been pretty consistent, you know, rebounding the ball and, you know, making points when we need them to make them. And hopefully they'll continue that success for the rest of the year.
To close out this week's high school playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders, we visit with the White County girls and the Blue Devils from Jackson County. And just like that, the final segment of the high school playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. White County girls head coach Michael Dodgins pleased so far this year with his girls on the defensive end of the floor.
Well, we've been very good at, you know, playing into what we need to do with scouting reports and other things like that. And just knowing our assignments and knowing what we need to do. I felt like really the only time that we've not played well defensively was when we played Coffee County at our place. We just weren't very good of handling things that we needed to handle, especially late down the stretch.
So when you've got a perimeter-oriented offense like yours, how much does getting into transition help for getting your shooters open?
Well, it does a lot. When we can get up and down the floor and push the ball up and down the floor, it's a good situation for us. We do a good job in the half-court sets and run our stuff, but when we get in transition and get the ball up the floor and advance it up the floor, we're a very hard team to guard when we're playing at a fast pace.
So a few weeks ago, you mentioned to me that, you know, when I asked you about Julia, you mentioned that she was having fun and about how that was key to her success.
Well, it's big. She does a good job for us, especially rebounding. She's a very good defensive player, too, and then handles herself very well on the defensive end of the floor. I think right now she's leading us in rebounds right now, averaging 7 a game. So, you know, anytime you can rely on that and have that tool to your arsenal there, it makes lot of things very well. She's also averaging 3 assists a game, which for a post player, that's pretty good numbers right there.
She does a lot of her work on defense, primarily in just shot contesting and protecting the rim.
Well, it's big. Anytime you've got a rim protector, it's really big, especially with as much pressure as we would like to put on the ball. And, you know, we try to trap a lot of screens and things like that. It's big to have somebody that you can rely on to protect the rim and keep people from, you know, getting to the rim and doing things. You know, Elena Stiles has done the same thing for us. You know, she's averaging almost 2 blocks a game right now. The other night against Walker Valley, I think she had 5. So, you know, we've got a dynamic with her and Julia there that can help us out and keep people from being able to get to the rim for us.
Another player off the bench that I really think plays a solid role but doesn't get talked about a ton is Nia. You know, she plays with a motor, has scored some key buckets. What do you like about what she brings off the bench?
Well, for a freshman, Nia does a pretty good job. She's still learning what we need her to do. She's getting a lot of valuable time. You know, she hasn't been able to do very much the last couple of days. She'd hurt her shoulder in a JV game, so, you know, she's been a little limited. But she's got a huge upside for us, and she's just got to keep getting better and be able to bring, you know, something to us off the bench that we don't have from our first 6, per se, and just continue to play well for us.
The Jackson County Blue Devils boys basketball team sits at 4-5 on the season with 2 overtime losses on the year. Coach Thomas thinks his team's on the way to winning some of those close games.
We lost a game in triple overtime there at Watertown, lost a game in overtime at Trousdale, and, we're right there. I mean, I know we're playing some young kids, but, you know, the year we're giving ourselves opportunities. But, you know, right now the biggest struggle we're having is just being consistent, putting the basketball in the hole. We're just not shooting it real well from the perimeter, and it's really causing some struggles for us. You know, right now we're shooting about 24% in the 3-point line, and that's just not going to get it done, you know, right now.
Coach, does that give you a little confidence and a little encouragement, though, to know when at some point we hope those shots are going to start falling?
I think so. You know, we talk about that all the time because you have to play and shoot with confidence. And, you know, I mean, it's early in the year, but, you know, the kind of pressure gets on you a little bit just because our district, you know, play to every game counts. We know that we're capable of playing with anybody in our league, you know, if we play well. And so, you know, that gets a little frustrating. But, you know, I try to be positive with the kids because I do know I feel like we got better shooters than what we're shooting it right now. And I do believe that that's going to change. But, you know, these are young kids, and, you know, you can say that so many times. They need to kind of see results, and hopefully we're going to get that soon.
How can you work improve on that, on your percentage, you know, in the games? Do some of your players, young and old, just need to see them drop to get that confidence back?
Well, I think so. You know, we talk about, you know, quality of pass equals quality of shot. You know, we talk about, you know, shot selection, you know, and making sure that we're taking uncontested shots. And then some of the kids, I tell them, hey, if you're 1 or 2's not going, you miss your first 2 or 3, go get it on the glass. You know, try to get to the free throw line to see the ball go in the net, and, you know, to try to help them mentally. And, you know, we're trying to do those things. I just feel like sometimes they'll miss 2 or 3 and they think, well, I'm going to, you know, I got to, you know, you want them to shoot with confidence, but I think sometimes they, you know, we got a few that's dropping their head and kind of short, not going up there confident enough. So, you know, we do talk about a lot of different things involved in shooting, but, you know, I try not to just to really make it and harp on it because that's one of those mental things, a part of the game that can go the opposite way that you want it to.
You lost 2 close games last week, the first one to Trousdale County, and it was a really struggle for both offenses in the first half, but in the fourth quarter, both offenses really woke up and put a lot of points on the board.
We did. You know, I'll just be honest with you. You know, we told our kids at halftime it was going to be the team that played the best the second half, and, you know, we just really couldn't get going even in the third quarter. And, you know, both offenses there, we finally both of us hit a few shots there and opened it up a little bit, and we give ourselves an opportunity. But right there at the start of the overtime, we line up wrong on the tip, and they get an easy 2 points, and then we come down and turn it over, and they hit a three, so next thing you know, they're up five, just like that. And, you know, that was really the difference in that game, you know, there in that overtime of us just not executing those two possessions early, and they got the separation. But, you know, and those things that we can get better at.
Thank you, as always, for joining us on the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. We will have complete coverage of high school basketball Christmas tournaments on UCSportsNation.com. UCSportsNation.com, driven by East Tennessee Dodge.